This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Agitamayed. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're going to try to do this page so that by the end of the week we're so that we'll be on track next week. We're up to Siv Gimel. Simon Chaf Aleph Siv Gimel. Mutter li kanes v'tzitzis basically. So you're allowed to enter a bathroom with tzitzis. Now this is talking about a talis katan, not a talis gadol. If you remember, you're not allowed to enter a bathroom with a kittel, because a kittel is a beged tefillah. Likewise, a talis gadol is a beged tefillah. A talis katan is a regular beged. You could enter into a bathroom. Hagav v'chol shekein lishka b'hem d'shar. You could certainly sleep in your beged talis katan. V'yeshikasu shenogu shalo lishka b'talis sheyesh bo tzitzis. Some write that the minhag is not to sleep with a talis that has tzitzis on it. Gam shaloi litnoi l'kavis en Yehudi, also not to give it to a Gentile launderer, l'chabes. V'hakol shaloi yimitzos bezuyos alav. All of this is so that mitzvos are not disgraceful to you. The minhag is you can sleep in a talis. So let's see what this is talking about. When we say you're allowed to enter a bathroom with tzitzis, again, the Mishnah says, we're talking about a talis katan. But these talisos of mitzvah that are miyuchad for davening, it's not correct to go into the bathroom. You're allowed to urinate in them. Now urinate means when you're not going into a bathroom. In other words, you're allowed to urinate wearing them, but you can't go into a bathroom with the talis gadol. This is all talis gadol because it's miuchad l'tefila. Gam haholcha miyamakirim lipanois umalabashim bekittel tzarach shayifshayt. Also, someone who goes on Yom Kippur to defecate and they're wearing a kittel, he has to take it off. Tzarach lifshayt kittel kivin shebeged zeh miuchad rak l'espal. Since this beged is miuchad to davin. Rabbi Yashiv says some people wear a kittel for the Suda of Rosh Hashanah, then you could wear the kittel into the Beis HaKisei. What about the fact some people, they wear it Leil Seder, so does that mean it's not Miyuchad Letfila? No, since it's a Laila Shel Mitzvah, it's not Moirid from the Milo of the kittel, it still has a din of a Beged Shel Tfila. Okay, very, very interesting, very beautiful idea. But if it's worn out, you could throw it straight into the garbage. There's no inyan of disposing it in Bederach Kavod. Now, again, this is all talis katan. But a talis gadol, you can't wear into the bathroom. You're allowed to wear it into the bathroom, a talis katan. You're allowed to sleep in it. Some say not to lie in it. However, the Ramah said, "Noigin lahaka lishka b'hem." Says the Mishnah Berurah shalei lishka b'hem. Kisei Ari zal kasa al piyasoit sheyish lishka b'layla talis katan. In the Kisei Ari, it says you should go to sleep at night wearing the talis katan. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eiger proves that if, according to the Ari, there's an Indian to wear the talis katan at night, it must be like the shita of the Rosh that a beged yoim is chayiv belayla. Because we went to the Rambam that ksus yoim is pater belayla, that belayla, your pater, there's no Indian of sleeping in it. That means the Rabbi Kivager is understanding that Rizal, that you should sleep in the talis at night if it's mechuyiv betzitzis. The Shevet Alevi says that even according to the Rambam, that in the light you're potter from tzitzis, that's legabe the chiyav of asiyah. But it's still a chetza shel mitzvah, that it has a skula that it protects you, the Shevet Alevi says. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that even a talis miuchedes lelaila, so you're a potter sai according to the Rosh and the Rambam, there would be al pisoi, a reason to sleep in it. Even though it's pater, al tzchib of mitzvah. The minhag of the Chazon Ish was not to sleep in it. Okay. Weiter. Don't give it to a non-Jewish launderer. Yesh mefarshim atami shem bizoy. Hatalis imat tzitzis. Elamater tzarka kovsan. You want to give it to a launderer, take off the tzitzis, and then you could launder it. Lishgabahem to sleep in it. V'chein litein lekovis en Yehudi. We're also lenient to give it to a Gentile launderer. Miyo yesh machmirim b'zeh shi'asa kanal. However, some are machmir to take off the strings. Siv dalet. One should be careful when he wears a talis not to drag the tzitzis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshem Farshim Atami Shem Bizei Mitzvah. Some say the reason is because of Bizei Mitzvah. Va'oid, and also Kikarv Sheyipasu. It's likely they'll become possible. Lachin Yag Biyim. You should lift it off the ground. V'yischaveim Bechagurai, and sort of stick it into your belt. Okay, so that will, this will be what we'll call Monday's Mishnah Berurah, and now we're just going to take a few minutes. We'll do Tuesdays, okay?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.